Let freedom ring. Pastor Lorenzo Sewell praises God for millimeter miracle that saved Trump's life. By Catherine Hamilton on January 20, 2025. President Donald Trump's life was spared by a millimeter miracle. Detroit Pastor Lorenzo Sewell said in prayer during Trump's inauguration on Monday. Referencing Trump's near demise after an assassin shot him through the ear at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania on July 13, 2024, narrowly missing his brain. Heavenly Father, we're so grateful that you gave our 45th and now our 47th president a millimeter miracle. We are grateful that you are the one that has called him for such a time as this, that America would begin to dream again, Sewell said. We pray that we would fulfill the true meaning of our creed, that we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. We pray that you use our president, that we will live in a nation where we will not be judged by the color of our skin, but by the content of our character. He continued, citing Martin Luther King Jr.'s famous I Have a Dream speech. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we are so grateful to today that you'll use our 47th president. So we would sing with new meaning, My country, 'tis of thee. Sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing, land where my fathers died. Land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let freedom ring, he prayed. Pastor Sewell told Breitbart News' Nick Gilbertson at the Republican National Convention, RNC, in 2024, just a few days after the assassination attempt, that we saw the hand of the good Lord protect Trump. The Bible makes it very clear, prayer is preventative, prayer is proactive, and we prayed for him a month ago, and then last week. What do we see? We saw the hand of the good Lord protect him. And whether you love Trump or hate Trump, at the end of the day he triumphed because of the answer to prayer, Sewell said. He also said he absolutely believes that Americans are beginning to turn to faith. That is why we started the podcast Politics and the Pulpit. Because, at the end of the day, God put in people's hearts a longing and desire. According to the book of Ecclesiastes, a longing and desire to know him, he said. So people have a God-shaped hole in their heart, and whether they're seeking it through alcohol, drugs, through women, through men, at the end of the day, it's going to fail. That's just a cheap imitation. People want Jesus. Sewell is a preacher at the 180 Church in Detroit's West Side, which welcomed Trump in June for a roundtable during the campaign. As he was leaving, I want you to imagine over 100 black Americans going toward him getting things signed. We gave him a cake, Sewell described to a local news outlet. Sewell said he prayed for Trump on the spot at the event, which led to Trump asking him to pray at his inauguration. He said, "You prayed that way for me, at the inauguration, you'll be there," Sewell recalled. "When I received the phone call, I started crying. I cried because I feel like Jesus wants me to do something Monday. I don't believe this is about me. I think this is about people that are hurting in Detroit," he continued. "It has nothing to do with Lorenzo. It has nothing to do with my church or my relationship with President Trump. It has everything to do with those who are voiceless. Now, they get a voice," Sewell said. "For me, I believe that the most important thing we can proclaim and believe Jesus to proclaim over our great country is Dr. King's dream," he added. Trump echoed Sewell's sentiment in his inauguration speech, saying he was saved by God to make America great again. "Those who wish to stop our cause have tried to take my freedom and indeed to take my life. Just a few months ago, in a beautiful Pennsylvania field, an assassin's bullet ripped through my ear, but I felt then, and believe even more so now, that my life was saved for a reason," Trump said. Catherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.